Hello, fellow food lovers. Warmest welcomes to your cozy culinary nook, where we celebrate the tastes of the season. I'm Ben Harper, and you're listening to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. Today, we're diving into the enchanting world of autumn flavors with a special treat that's perfect for sweater weather, the pumpkin chai tea latte. And yes, we're bringing that beloved Starbucks experience right into your home kitchen. Imagine wrapping your hands around a warm mug filled with the delightful blend of spicy chai and sweet pumpkin, topped with a creamy froth. It's like autumn in a cup. So grab your favorite mug and let's get brewing. First things first, let's talk about what you'll need to make this happen. For the equipment, keep it simple. A saucepan for heating and a milk frother for that lovely foam. Now, onto the ingredients. You'll want chai tea concentrate, or you can brew your chai tea strong, some pumpkin puree, pumpkin pie spice, a bit of vanilla extract, your choice of sweetener, and milk, dairy or plant-based, whichever you prefer. And if you're feeling indulgent, a splash of heavy cream or coconut cream for that luxurious texture. All right, let's start with our chai base. Steep your chai tea or warm up your concentrate. While that's working its magic, take your saucepan and gently heat the milk with the pumpkin puree and pumpkin pie spice. Whisk it until it's smooth and fully integrated. Add a touch of vanilla and sweeten it to your taste. Now, froth that pumpkin spiced milk mixture until it's rich and creamy. Pour the chai into your mug first, then layer on that frothy pumpkin milk. Whether you're keeping it classic or maybe trying out the iced version by pouring over ice and topping with cold foam, it's going to be delicious. And there you have it, a pumpkin chai tea latte that promises to transport you to a crisp fall day, no matter where you are. Sip and enjoy the comfort of spices mingling with creamy sweetness, a true celebration of autumn. Before we wrap up, remember, the beauty of home cooking is making it your own. Adjust the spices, play with different milks, maybe add an espresso shot for a kick, make it your perfect cup. And if you have more than you need, this latte stores well in the fridge for a couple of days. Just give it a good stir or a quick froth to bring back that fresh-made deliciousness. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I hope you feel inspired to try this recipe and bring a bit of Starbucks magic into your home. Share your creations and thoughts with us, and let's spread the joy of good food. Until next time, keep pouring love into your kitchen endeavors. This is Ben Harper from Simple Recipe Box, wishing you delightful brewing and cozy sipping. End podcast outrusic.